Nature of depression today. There will not be less of tumult, but more and more, until mind is found as all in all. Do not think, however, that this tumult and depression need appear in the old way. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. The ways of tumult and depression may no longer appear in their former garments of war and lack of prosperity. Certain phases of warfare, last seen in evil's purpose to destroy the clothing of the young child in the world war, are largely gone. Now our warfare is being understood as a mental warfare, a warfare with one's self. The world will experience a greater material prosperity than has ever been known, but with it will come neither joy nor satisfaction. Sooner or later, all may appear materially prosperous, for the atom must learn that material abundance cannot bring happiness. He apparently cannot do this without first having the sense of unlimited supply. So long as he has something in matter to crave, he has before him a measure of anticipated joy in its attainment. Only when he has all of matter that his heart has ever desired, but finds still with him the same deep discontent, is he ready to turn to the true source, mind, with his whole heart. In mind, he will find the pearl of great price, which when he has found, he will sell all that he hath and buy it. In other words, he will let go of his material sense of all things for the spiritual sense. Evil, then, can never tempt him to return to its allegiance. Evil is the counterfeit, the negation of God. But mind being all in all, the counterfeit has also to say, I am all and give all to all. Be not deceived, however. Its all is merely a mirage, without reality or true happiness, until reversed by understanding. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you.